This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Our world has become a constant feed of information and entertainment. We take our phones with us absolutely everywhere we go. We connect to the internet wirelessly from thousands of locations, and we're fed messages relentlessly from advertisements and a 24-hour news cycle from nearly every flat surface and screen. Each bit of information enters our minds with one objective, that's to gain control of our attention and resources. These distractions wreak havoc to a Muslim's time, to his focus, his ability to think big, and it keeps us from living our lives to the greatest worldly and Islamic potential. Today, more than ever before, humanity as a whole needs a pull away from the many who want their attention and a push towards the essence of it all, the purpose of it all, and that is to recognize Allah Al-Ahad, the only one. The fact that the name Al-Ahad only features once in the Quran may, in the estimation of some people, render it to be of lesser importance in their minds in comparison to other names of Allah. But what better way of dispelling this misunderstanding than to remember the surah which this name appears in, Surah Al-Ikhlas, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ, which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has described as being a third of the Quran. So when you realize this majestic name of Allah cannot be overlooked. Clearly, it's a profoundly majestic name that demands attention. So who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Al-Ahad? He is the one who is alone in his perfect attributes, alone in his decisions and sovereignty, alone in his right to unconditional fear and love and reliance and hope, and alone in his right to be submitted to and worshipped. When nothing existed in the distant past, Allah was the one and only in existence. And when everything perishes in the distant future, Allah will be the one and only who shall remain. When people complain of poverty and of people who are refusing to lend them a helping hand, Allah is Al-Ahad, the one and only, whose riches never perish and whose doors they never shut. When you're defeated by illness, when you're defeated by an unjust court case, by an enemy, Allah is Al-Ahad, the one and only who possesses the answers and relief and victory. He is Al-Ahad, the one and the only source of all power. And no, it can't be missed or forgotten, because you're constantly surrounded by reminders of His oneness. It's in the waves of the oceans, the nerves of the leaves, the branches of the trees, the palm of your own hand. Take a look. The infinite patterns of our universe, patterns that are repeated from the microatomic level to the macroatomic realm. These regularities are unmistakable indications of a wise and powerful and above all a sole designer. And what the godless would describe as a bizarre coincidence or uncanny semblances, in our eyes, they are manifest signs of Al-Ahad. And I share with you a few of those examples. Take spirals. Have you ever considered how the smallest elementary particles, and going up to snail shells, to whirlpools, to cyclones and hurricanes, to the vastest of spiral galaxies, all display similar repeating patterns and symmetry? They all orbit a hole at their center, accelerating rapidly towards the mouth. It's the same pattern, repeated, the same design, the same creator, whose name is Al-Ahad. Allahu Akbar. Then take a look at the design of brain neurons within the human brain and compare it against that of the cosmic web. Franco Vasa, an astrophysicist at the University of Bologna, and Alberto Felletti, who's a neurosurgeon at the University of Verona, they looked at two of the most complex and fascinating structures known to science: the human network of neurons in the brain and the cosmic web of galaxies. And after comparing the two, they found striking resemblances. Your brain is made up of a complex network of nearly 100 billion neurons, which form around 100 trillion neuron connections. Neurons are clustered into a hierarchical network and shape the thoughts and feelings and emotions you experience. But these neurons make up less than 25% of the overall mass of your brain. And the remaining 75% is just water. There is a space. Now, what is amazing, subhanAllah, is that the observable universe also contains an estimated 100 billion galaxies, the same number, and the balance between the pull of gravity and the accelerated expansion of the universe forms a cosmic web of string-like filaments composed of ordinary and dark matter. Clusters of galaxies form at the intersectional points of the filaments, leaving desolate gaps of empty space between them, giving you an image that looks so similar to the network of brain neurons. And here's what's amazing. Scientists estimate that only around 25% of the matter in the universe is visible, and the remaining 75% is dark matter. Does that sound familiar? In other words, the network of neurons in your cranium almost makes an identical pair with the design of the cosmic web. In fact, in a report published in the Nature Scientific Report on 16th of November 2012, it even suggests that the growth of small and large systems like electrical firing between brain cells, the growth of social networks, and even the expansion of galaxies at the solar level may be governed by, and I quote, unexpectedly similar laws. It's the same pattern, repeated, the same design by the same creator, whose name is Al-Ahad. Then take, for example, the repeated form of fractals. Much like the air you breathe, they surround you. Fractals is a term coined by a Polish-born mathematician by the name of Benoit Mandelbrot. And they are unique patterns that replicate at every scale. These forms appear over and over again wherever you look. In tree limbs, in the stalks of broccoli, craggy mountain ranges, as well as at our lungs, our kidneys, our blood vessels, even in the rhythm of the human heart, subhanAllah. It's a self-similar code that is present throughout the universe. And this consistency in design, again, points back to a single creator, single designer. It's the work of one God, and his name is Al-Ahad. The oneness of Al-Ahad has never been and will never be more profoundly expressed than the statement of Tawheed, La ilaha illallah, which translates to, no one has the right to be worshipped but Allah. This statement is a source of supreme power in the face of life's challenges. This was the power surge which allowed Bilal to defy the wish of his pagan masters. As he laid barebacked on the scorching hot sand of the Arabian desert, with heavy rocks lowered onto his fatigued and battered body to torture him. And despite it, he found the energy to utter in defiance, Ahad. Ahad, he is the only one. He is the only one. So knowing that Allah is one is a source of tremendous strength and power, patience. This was also the power surge which carried Khabbab ibn al-Arat during his ordeals. His persecutors would drag his body through heaps of live coal, barebacked, with nothing putting out the fire other than his melting body fat. What was this source of mountainous resilience in his life? It was La ilaha illallah. It was his recollection that Allah is Al-Ahad, a reminder that nothing sacrificed is too great for the one and only. So yes, knowing that he is one is immensely comforting. But more importantly, it's immensely empowering, where your worship is now focused for one, your obsession is with one, your hopes are hinged on one, your attention, the attention you want is from one. Sacrifices are easier to manage because you desire the acceptance of one and Ahad. It's such a simple recipe for happiness, because scattering ambitions is misery. whilst being collected and gathered upon one is joy and its security and its comfort. Perhaps this is the secret why when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam experienced some of the darkest hours of his life, he was blessed with the revelation of Surah Al-Sharh, a surah which lays down the principles for happiness in 8 beautiful verses. But look at the last of them, where Allah Almighty says to him, وَإِلَى رَبِّكَ فَرْغَبْ, to your Lord direct all of your longing. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, مَنْ جَعَلَ الْهُمُومَ هَمَّا وَاحِدًا هَمَّ أَخِيرَتِهِ كَفَاهُ اللَّهُ هَمَّ دُنْيَا. Whoever makes his worries one worry, the worry of the hereafter, Allah will suffice him of all of his worldly worries. And then he goes on to say, وَمَنْ تَشَعَّبَتْ بِهِ الْهُمُومُ فِي أَحْوَالِ الدُّنْيَا لَمْ يُبَالِ اللَّهُ فِي أَيِّ أَوْدِيَتِهَا هَلَكَ. As for he whose worries branch out into the various valleys of life, then it will not matter to Allah which of these valleys ends up destroying him. When this happens, when Al-Ahad becomes the sole object of your pursuit and longing, then the breezes of serenity will blow your way. Where never again will you experience a heart that is shattered as people come and go in your life. Never again will the sparkle of your eye be diminished if worldly ambitions crumble, because Al-Ahad has become your number one pursuit, and the thought of pleasing him has become your primary concern. And the light of this concern is so bright that it eclipses every other concern in your life, rendering them almost imperceivable. There is another word for all of this that I've just described for you, a word that you're familiar with. That word is called ikhlas, sincerity. That's what we just spoke about. This word ikhlas, sincerity, has connotations of actively purifying something. To give you an example of this meaning in action, look at how the Quran uses the word ikhlas in its description of milk. Allah said, وَإِنَّ لَكُمْ فِي الْأَنْعَامِ لَعِبْرَةٍ. There is for you in grazing livestock a lesson. What is that lesson? He said, نُسْقِيكُمْ مِمَّا فِي بُطُونِهِ مِنْ بَيْنِ فَرْثٍ وَدَمٍ لَبَنًا خَالِصًا سَائِغًا لِلشَّارِبِينَ. We give you a drink from what is in their bellies between excretion and blood, a pure خالص milk, a pure milk, palatable to the drinkers. So the Arabic word used for pure is khalis, which shares the same root as ikhlas. This is because milk is generated within the body of cattle, as you just heard, while running between two impure substances, excretion on one side and blood on the other. But the product nevertheless remains miraculously unblemished and pure. Similarly, the quality of our good deeds, they are expected to meet a similar standard of purity, because you're offering them to our Lord who is Ahad, who is one and only. And should a drop of blood or excrement fall into a cup of milk, it's rendered inconsumable by any standard. And likewise, should the smallest amount of insincerity mix with a good deed, it's turned down. Because Allah is Al-Ahad, He's the one and only. He only accepts what is purely for Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. What real value is there in the attention of people? Why focus your hopes on people who by their nature are just as helpless as you are? Why beg from beggars? Why whine to whiners? Why weep to weepers? Why humiliate yourself to people who by their nature, by their humanity, are inherently humbled? The cure to all of these conflicting thoughts is an honest retreat to Al-Ahad. When you remember that wealth is His, sovereignty is His, dominion is His, prosperity is His, so funnel your longing to Him and allow your dependency on mortals to wither away, and allow true sincerity to blossom in its place, and just observe how the vaults of comfort and power and serenity will be unlocked for you. Call upon Him using His name Al-Ahad and repeat it till true Tawheed, the oneness of Al-Ahad, blooms. One man who did this was an Arab at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam entered a masjid and saw a man who had just finished his prayer and was reciting the tashahhud. And then he heard him say, Allahumma inni as'aluka ya Allah, al-ahadu samad. Oh Allah, I ask you, al-ahad. As-samad, meaning the eternal refuge. Alladhi lam yalid, wa lam yulad. The one who begets not, nor was he begotten. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ And there is nothing comparable to him. أَنْ تَغْفِرَ لِي ذُنُوبِي إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ That you forgive my sins, because you are the forgiving and you are the merciful. This was the dua he made. And at once the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he announced, قَدْ غُفِرَ لَهُ قَدْ غُفِرَ لَهُ He has been forgiven. He has been forgiven. So you recall your burdens and raise your hands and unlock their shackles using the name of Allah Al-Ahad.